Hey guys, and happy Monday. I hope you guys are all having a beautiful day, and thanks so much for listening. Welcome back to the Same Sis Podcast. I'm Brooke.
And I'm Kayleen.
And we wanted to give you guys a little Father's Day weekend update since we basically planned it live on the podcast last week.
It worked out great though.
It did. It was really fun. Although Kayleen was so stressed about her leaving her husband's gun, and it ended up being me who left Rhett's guns. So that was cool.
And the boys had a same bro moment because they ended up sharing Nathaniel's gun to go shooting, and they realized they had the same exact gun. And they bought it the same year during like the same sale.
So funny. They're just little twinsies too.
Yes.
Love it.
Yeah. So let's like recap. So we went up Saturday. I'm like already forgetting, but we went up
to Strawberry, Arizona. That's where his cabin is.
Yes. Such a cute little town. Yes. It's just like so quaint and like small, and it's close to Pine, which is where we went to dinner.
Yeah.
And what was it called again?
It's called County Inn.
Okay.
The County Inn, and they have like wood fired pizzas. And so we actually had to go all the way to the cabin first because we had just got groceries, bought a bunch of snacks that we did not eat.
We're a little overzealous.
Yeah. We were just in it for the snacks. And then we drove back, ate the pizza. It was so good.
So good. Yeah.
Highly recommend if you are in the area.
We like threw a bunch of toppings on ours and it was bomb. Like the whole thing was gone.
Yeah. You guys pounded that.
Oh yeah.
The kids loved it too. And they were a little bit wild, but we expected that.
Yeah. No, my kids hadn't napped. Echo was up from like 12, I think, till she went to bed at 6.
So, yeah.
Yeah. It was a little bit wild, but honestly, it wasn't that bad. I feel like there was moments where I was just like, whew, but then like other times it was fine.
Honestly, for your kids not napping, I felt like they're doing better than mine.
No. Rocky could not get over the fact that Asher was watching TV and he was having a hard time, but it was good. We kind of rallied and they got some pizza in them and they were better.
Yes.
But, and then that night we played Catan, which was so fun.
It was really fun.
It's like a Vikings game, right?
Kind of like you're like gathering resources and trying to like win or like out like
get points for all of it. It's kind of hard to explain.
It's very hard, but it is so fun.
Yeah.
It's hard to convince Rhett to play it. And I think after playing with you guys, he's sold. He'll like play it now.
Good. Good. Yeah. Yeah. No, at the beginning, he's like making fun of Brooke, like just the whole time, like, oh, she wants to play a board game. Like kind of, and like, as we're getting into it, he's so into it. And we're like all having the best time playing this board game.
Yes.
But I bring it up because I feel like that's just such a fun thing to do with like couple friends. Like, I don't know why we don't have more game nights.
I know.
Like, why does it take going on a trip to do a game night? I don't know, but I loved it. It was so fun.
It was so fun. Sorry, Daniel, I think, is still holding a grudge against me.
Yeah, he basically let Brooke win. So we were all
all going to gang up against me on the next night, but we didn't end up playing because we did a campfire.
Yes, which was so fun too. I am kind of glad we did two different things, even though I was like itching to play again.
I know.
But we did a campfire. We roasted some s'mores. Brooke showed me how to roast a Starburst, which I'd never done that before.
So yummy. Did you even like it?
No, I did. Yeah. It's just like a gooey Starburst, basically. Yeah. But to backtrack, like for Saturday day, we woke up and we made breakfast for the boys. I had made like the cinnamon rolls, and then we made like bacon and eggs and fruit, and it was super yummy. And then we let them go shooting while we like went on a walk. That walk was good until it wasn't. We brought popsicles for the walk, which was really good. But once Rocky's popsicle was gone, he was done.
He's like, it's hot. Let's get back
home. He's like trying to take his pants off and like, it wasn't even that hot.
The sticky hands weren't helping.
No. Yeah. But we walked to see a zebra and the girls did really good. Asher did good too. He is such a little adventurer running ahead. He's like, okay, peace, Rocky.
Yeah. He's kind of the worst to like really take anywhere because he just runs ahead of everybody.
No, but he does well. He like self-entertains really
good. He does. Yeah. It's more so, I guess, when I'm in places where I'm like, you're going to get hit by a car.
Like, stay close.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we did that. And then I'm trying to think what else we did. When the guys got home, we put the kids down for a nap. We all had like lunch and sat outside and just like talked. And then, we went and like tried to find another like creek area, and we stumbled upon this like, I don't know, this little pool looking thing, and all got in. We were all in our clothes. And we
well, because we had originally planned to go to Tonto National Park, and they have like this bridge that has like this tiny waterfall that goes off it with like a creek underneath, and it was closing in like 30 minutes. And so we're like, you know, we're not going to pay to go in here if we can't even enjoy it. So they told us about this other place, and it ended up being, I feel like, even better probably that Tonto place was.
Yes. Like, we didn't have to hike at all. We literally parked and just walked down to a creek, and
the kids love swimming in it.
Yeah.
The girls are just throwing rocks.
Oh yeah.
We were just chilling. It was so fun.
Just like something about just being outside in water where your kids just are completely zen. Like, none of them were even close to being upset. Like, mm-hmm. they just had a good time, got in the water, and it was great. And we went back to the cabin, and we made like steak dinners and put the kids down. And like we said, we had a fire. And then the next morning we got up and went to Water Wheels Falls, which was super fun too. We had to hike like a mile in, I think.
Yeah, but it honestly didn't even feel like it.
No, yeah. I really enjoyed the hike part because Echo is wrapped to me, and like, I just love, I don't get to do that often with her anymore. But that also was super nice. We again found like a little private like cove area, and the water was freezing. Like, literally we did cold plunges because it was so cold. Like, my whole body just burned being underneath it.
Burned.
But it was so refreshing. We made like little sandwiches for lunch, and it was just seriously the best time. Like, I want more weekends like that.
Mm-hmm.
Even if it's just like a day trip that we do something like that, I'm like, we've got to go do like Slide Rock next, or like, I don't know.
All something. The outdoor things.
Yeah.
They're all like 2 hours away, which makes it seem like not a fun thing to do.
Yeah.
Because the drive, but honestly, it's so worth it.
It's not even that bad of a drive.
It's not.
Yeah.
It's not at all. You just build it up to be horrible in your head.
Well, late July, we'll do Slide Rock before you go to Europe.
I love that.
Leave me forever. So I'm looking forward to it.
Yes.
Okay. And tell me about this dang submarine thing. I'm so curious.
Okay. So I'm sure some of you guys have heard about the submarine. It's been all over Instagram. So I'm like shocked that Kylene doesn't know it. Like, I wrote it down because I was like, okay, I want to chat about this because it is seriously one of my biggest fears. Like, when I first heard about the whole situation, I was like, oh my gosh. Like, I immediately ran to tell Rhett because both of us like cannot handle the thought of like being in a tight, like small space, like so claustrophobic and underwater. So basically this company has made this like small submarine, only 5 people fit in it. Mm-hmm. And they have made it so that you could take it down to go to the Titanic. Like, you can go and like visit the Titanic. Like, it's just like a sightseeing.
How deep is that?
So deep.
Yeah.
And so it took off from a bigger ship that, and they direct it from there. They have like communication to it and everything. And an hour and a half after they took off, they lost communication. And so they like put on this massive search. Oh, and by the way, it's $250,000 to go on this little ship per person. Yes.
What?
So like, so there was a billionaire on it. There was like a Pakistani businessman and his 19-year-old son, some like Navy Titanic expert or something. I was a little bit fuzzy about that person. And then the CEO of the submarine company.
Oh, geez.
Yeah. And so they got lost. They were searching for them for days, I think. I don't know the exact time period.
And there's like no food in there. There's nowhere to go to the bathroom.
Limited supplies, limited air. Like, they were just counting down like, okay, they have probably this much air left. So today was the last day of air they supposedly that they would have had. Mm-hmm. And they had heard some like banging yesterday, that like on like solar waves in the ocean, that they thought maybe it was them like signaling for help. But like, they were saying if like the power had shut off, then they were probably super deep in the ocean, freezing without any light. So they're in pitch black in a tiny submarine with barely any food or water, freezing cold because there's zero heat giving, like, and it's so deep.
Absolutely not.
No, like, terrifying.
Tell me now.
Yep.
That is so brutal to say, but like, that sounds
terrifying. So scary. And to think that they're on this for an adventure, you know, like just so sad. Like, I can't even imagine
the
families. So today we did get the update that they found they found wreckage. Oh, so they think that it like imploded. They like don't know how, but they think it like must have, like, the hull must have cracked and imploded, or they must have hit some of the Titanic wreckage. Yeah.
Oh.
And so
No one survived.
No one survived. Yeah. No, yeah. They like, ugh. I mean, that's as far as I know, that's what they have said is they think is what happened. But dude, it's just honestly,
that's horrible.
It just terrifies me. And honestly, like, I'm just, part of me is like, I'm just kind of glad that they weren't just like scared out of their minds for like a couple days. You
hopefully
know what I mean?
It just imploded like right fast. Then and there. Yeah.
Yeah. But I've can't been stressing imagine. About it for days.
No, I'm like, I can't imagine being like the family.
No.
And also though, it's like, that just sounds like such a, like, why is that a thing? Like,
I know.
Well, why are we going that deep in the water? Why is it $250,000 to do so?
Like, well, it's like going to space. Like, it's just like this crazy thing that you could do. And I guess that the billionaire that was on it, he had just last year gone to space.
Oh, wow.
So I bet he's just like, tried to say like, you know, he's been in space the air, and then in the lowest ocean. Part of the ocean. And I mean, if you love it, like adventures and stuff like that, I'm sure like that's like the peak of the most adventurous thing you could do.
But had anyone successfully done it yet?
And that's the thing. I was like researching this submarine company. I couldn't tell if like this submarine had like made successful trips or not, but I did find an article about one of their employees who like, clearly I've like researched this a lot, but one of their employees had made a claim that like, he didn't think it was safe for passengers on it. And this is like in 2018, I think. Don't quote me on any of the exact.
Oh geez, that's a long time ago.
But yeah, he said he didn't think it was safe and he got fired and they sued him because they said he had signed a non-disclosure and had said that. Then he countersued saying that like they fired him illegally for saying he didn't think it was safe.
Like freedom of speech, basically.
Well, no, like that they fired him because he told them when he was working for him that he didn't think it was safe for people to go on it yet. And they still were going to do it. And so that's why he got fired. Gotcha. And then they settled it outside of court. So we don't really know what happened, but, it sounds like he thought that their only way of checking that the outside of the container was safe was by hearing like cracks and pops, because they can't actually open it up and detect, like look at the really thick substance that it's made of on the outside, the material. I don't know. So I don't know. It just freaks me out. And I mean, I'm kind of like, the CEO was on it.
Yeah.
So like, oh man. Like he obviously thought it was safe.
Oh yeah.
Like he's,
he did it too. It's not like he was just sending people and pulling in the money.
Right. Know? So I don't know. It's so sad. And just,
I cannot
imagine, but it's just been like freaking me out for days. So I couldn't not talk about it.
Have you been on a submarine before?
Never. I will never, ever go on a submarine besides like the Little Nemo one at Disneyland. And even that one stresses me out a little bit.
I went on one when I was in Hawaii, when I was in eighth grade, and like now I would never.
Oh, like it like went underwater while you were in it.
Yeah. But it wasn't a 5-seater. It was probably a 20 to 30 seater. Like it was a longer one.
What were you going?
It was just like an excursion to do while we were in Hawaii.
Are you serious?
Yeah. I don't think it went like crazy, crazy deep. Like it didn't get dark. Like,
So you could still see outside of it.
Yes. You could see like sharks and like just different things that were in the ocean.
That's so interesting. I didn't even know that's like an excursion.
Yeah. It was in Oahu. We were staying in Waikiki and it was like off like one of the main resorts.
Oh my gosh.
But yeah, no, now I'm like, I don't think I would do that.
I mean, I'm sure that's probably like a million times safer than
so much safer. Yeah. Like so much safer. But like it's so funny, like what I've done as a younger kid when I didn't have fear of things. And like now, like even then I went scuba diving and like, I would love to say I would do that again, but like, I think I would way overthink it.
Scuba diving?
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
I think I'm more aware now and I don't know if I would say it makes me feel safer, but I think I'm more aware and less, I would have less chances of doing something stupid than I did when I was scuba diving when I was a teenager.
Oh, you know what I mean? I just legit think I have no control if a shark comes and tries to eat me.
Okay. I'm less scared about the sharks. I'm more scared about my air running out.
Yes. Yeah.
Under 60 feet of water.
Like I literally didn't think of any of that. I was just like, sweet, let's go. They found an octopus and they like, you can't talk under there. So they're like signing like octopus or whatever. And then she like takes it and she like sticks it to my hand. And I'm like trying to, I'm like, hold on. And they're trying to like pull it
the
off.
The kids, the baby hand signal.
But they were like trying to pull it off and it was just suctioned to my hand. Like
they
it was
suctioned so hard.
So hard.
It kind of hurts when you have to pull it off.
Yeah, it was so strange. Mm-hmm. But anyways, I just am like so much more fearful now. And yeah, going that low into the ocean, mm-hmm. like there's a reason that's like not supposed to happen.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
At least maybe it's not. Maybe it is supposed to happen. I don't know. It is also why people have gone to space too. Like
I would never go to space either though.
No.
Ever. That's like not in my, like, I feel like I'm pretty adventurous, but those are two things that I'm like, no, absolutely not. Like, don't put me in a confined space that's like, very dangerous.
Like very, like your air supply is very finicky.
Yeah. It's the air thing. That's what it is. Yep.
Yeah. That's so sad. Well, I hope those families are doing, as best as they can. And
I know, prayers for them. For comfort. That's and so sad. Yeah, I just can't even imagine.
No.
Anyways, moving on.
I switch gears quite a bit.
We're going to talk about the best mom hacks that actually changed your life. Yes. And I listed a couple, and I think Kylie listed a couple. And I don't know how groundbreaking mine really are, but I feel like these have really improved my life.
Well, Brooke, I think I screwed up on this episode because I wrote best advice in the submissions.
Oh, whoops.
So why don't we do this? We can give our best mom hacks and then we can read the best advice.
Okay.
Because those are two different things.
They are two different things.
And I definitely wrote best mom advice.
Okay. All right. Well.
But that's two different perspectives. We can get like some practical day-to-day life and we can get like a really good just like how to tackle motherhood, which is like perfect for a first-time mom. So if you have a friend or you are a first-time mom, share this episode with them because we're just gonna wing it.
We always need more hacks, more advice.
Yes.
I mean, they're all the same, right?
I kind of think they are.
Like the advice is probably going to be like probably more like deep than hacks.
Yes.
So I'm excited
to
read
this. That's
why
I thought you wrote that like as like we should do some hacks because I figured like our advice would be pretty similar to what other people had written. So I thought like you were going like, okay, let's give like practical advice and they can give.
Okay.
And then I looked at the title and I'm like, whoops.
I will. You know what it is? This was the title that we came up with, the mom hacks that change your life. And then I think I texted you like mom advice. Like, I think I didn't read the title. I was just like, oh, let's do those two episodes. I think I just was like guessing what we had wrote. And then you went ahead and put the submission box.
Yep.
And there we are.
That's what happened. I'm like going back to look, but yep, that's what happened. Okay. But I still think it's going to be great. So let's start with some hacks and I'm going to go first. Cause I wrote one more than you did.
Okay, go.
My first hack is so random, but I realized this more recently. I have an almost 3-year-old, so it took me a while, but I did it once. And then I was like, oh my gosh, I remember my mom doing this. And it's when you have a poopy diaper, use the diaper as your first wipe. It saves you so many wipes. It cleans it up so much better.
So fast. As if it's like a more wet white diaper. Yeah.
Yes.
Yep.
Yeah, it took me too long to remember that, which should I share really quick my poop story from the drive home? I should have added that.
Oh my gosh.
So, okay, sorry. This is so random, but I should have shared this in the Father's Day weekend update. But okay, so we're driving home and Rocky has this like big bag of Boom Chicka Pop. He's like eating popcorn. And I noticed that it's like starting to smell, but we've never eaten that popcorn. And so I'm just like assuming like, oh, the popcorn like just has like a strong smell to it. I don't know. And Rocky finishes it and then Nathaniel grabs the bag. So now the popcorn is in the front row and Nathaniel's like, man, like it smells. And I'm like, I think it's a popcorn. And he smells the back of popcorn. He's like, yeah, it does kind of smell. We're like, okay. And then I look back at our center seat and there is a huge, like probably, what is that? Maybe 4 inches long, brown item. Stuck to the back of our seat. And you know, my eyes, they're not great. So I'm like sitting there. I'm like, Nathaniel, what is that? Like, is it a leaf? Is it a bug? Like, what is that? And he was like, that's shit. I look at Echo.
I'm crying.
She has poop all over, all of her arms, under her nails, all over her hair, all up and down her legs.
Oh.
And her leg is up and she had reached and just checked it.
Oh my God.
And all we have is like some wipes.
I'm like, oh, sick.
We were
God.
At Bush Highway, like right about to exit where Saguaro Lake is. So we still had a good 45-minute drive.
Mm-hmm.
And it's all over the seat. And the craziest thing is Rocky didn't gag once.
Oh my gosh. Because Rocky gags at any strong smell.
Rocky threw up the last time I had Brooke over for dinner because we were cooking
garlic.
Yeah. He did not even gag.
What?
I'm like, okay, you little, I'm like, this is not adding up. So anyways, lots of poop talk. Sorry. But yeah, it was disgusting. Nathaniel was a gem and he cleaned up the majority of it. And I held Echo while he.
But like, what made her want to do that?
That's I don't crazy. Know. She's never done anything.
Especially
like
in a car seat. I feel like that's such like a hard.
She was reach. Just spread eagle, like legs up and just, she was quiet for a while. And I was like, oh, she's doing great.
Hopefully
I
didn't find any on the face.
Yeah, no, it was definitely on her face. It was everywhere, dude. No. Like legit everywhere.
I know Clove would have like tried to taste it. Mm-hmm. Like you just know.
Yeah. Oh, I didn't catch that, but I did have to clip her nails when she got home and
do a scrub.
Yeah. Yeah. It was pretty bad. So anyways, okay, go to your mom back.
Gonna follow that one up with online grocery
shopping. Don't say
shopping.
Food. Sorry, guys.
Yes, online grocery shopping. I think I did a little bit of online grocery shopping before I had kids, but after you have kids, you just realize like there's no need to ever step foot in the store and have like your whiny kids complaining, whining for all the food that they see. And it's just so fast. You can have it delivered to your door or pick up, whichever you prefer. And it's just so convenient and do it at your own time. But I will say we do still sometimes go in store as an activity.
I used to do that too.
Yeah. Asher loves the grocery store. Really, he just loves getting out of the house. So that's like one of his things that he'll say. And I'll be like, okay, yeah, we can like grab some milk or whatever it is that we need.
Yeah.
But yeah, I do love online grocery shopping.
Yeah.
I used to do it for even Costco when Costco wasn't right by us.
Yeah.
But now that it's by us, I will go in because it was a little bit pricier. And the whole reason you go to Costco is for the discount. Right. So
yeah, we do that too. When I just had Rocky, I actually enjoyed going to the grocery store as an activity away from parenthood.
Nice.
And so I'd be like, okay, I've got 40 minutes to go shop. But yeah, after having Echo, I'm like, I just don't even want to do that. And I've done it plenty of times. I think when she was smaller, I would just wrap her to me. So it was pretty easy. But as she's gotten bigger, there's like just legit not even enough space to put both of them and your diaper bag and all your groceries. Like, it's just not fun.
Starts piling up.
And yeah, it's just, you don't need to waste your time doing it. I'm like, it's so much more convenient. My next one is something that I feel like is so obvious if you're a follower of mine, and it's to rotate your kids' toys. I could just talk about this until I'm blue in the face, but it is so beneficial. I feel like it prevents me from just buy, because my kids don't see all of their toys. And when I rotate them every week or week and a half or so, it looks like they've got new toys every single time. I swear it keeps them in their playroom longer. It keeps them like the perfect amount of stimulated. I feel like they're not under or overstimulated. And it's nice to not have all the clutter of all the toys out all the time. I mean, that's my personal benefit. But yeah, I just highly recommend this. I rotate my books. I rotate the toys. I rotate just like spaces. Like just a good refresh is always good for everyone. And I can't say enough good things about it.
Yeah, agreed. I'm on board with that one as well. My next tip is to, if you have sliding glass doors, buy these suction cup handles. They're like meant for the shower, I think, to like use as a grip, like on the shower wall. Maybe if like, I don't know, you need some extra support in the shower. But we have put them like on the inside and outside of our sliding glass door at baby level. And so my kids, like literally since the time they can like pull themselves up on anything, they've been able to open our sliding glass door. And it's just such a lifesaver for me because my kids love to be outside and they can let themselves in and out. They learn so easy, like so early on to like shut the door after they've gone out. And I don't know, they can just like come in and out at their pleasure. And I still have a good eye on them. If I don't want them to go out, I just lock it. They can not get out at that point. But my sister taught me this and I am just obsessed. Like Clove has been doing it since she was like I don't know, like 8 months old. Yeah, literally. So
yeah, I think that's great. And I think too, like observing your kids, they do really well being outside and not needing you to be like right by their feet, because mm-hmm. they're just like, oh, I'll go and explore. And it's
exactly.
great.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. Cause I feel like if I have to let them out, they want me to go out with them.
Yeah. And mm-hmm. that's always my problem too, is like, I've recently gotten it to where they can stay out more together, but mm-hmm. especially when it was just Rocky, like no way.
Yeah.
It was like, come on, mama. And I'm like, okay, yeah, I get it. I wouldn't want to be out by myself either.
Yeah.
Okay. And the next one I have is something we've talked about so many times, and it's just involving your kids in your tasks. But mainly I want to explain this for like someone who may have a mindset like I do, because when I just had Rocky, I was just like, okay, he is up for like an hour at most. I'll be with him, give him my full attention. And then when he sleeps for the next 2 hours, that's when I'll work or get things done. And it worked so well for me at the beginning. I felt very present when he was awake, and I felt very productive when he was asleep. But as your kids get older, they sleep less and less and less. And I was finding that time that I had to do things just kept getting worse and worse and worse. And Rocky was so like used to me tending to him the whole time that he was awake. And I think this was something that was like kind of crippling to me as I was like, as he was getting older and as I got pregnant with Echo, all I could just imagine was like not having any time at all. And I think it was really kind of just like, not detrimental, because I feel like I've been able to like overcome it now, but it was hard for me to understand, how are you going to get things done when your kids are awake?
Mm-hmm.
And I think if I would have done a mixture of this earlier on, it would have been so much easier. And I have learned to do that with Echo. And I feel like she is so much easier of just like kind of being where I'm at and just kind of finding something close. And I just wish I would have known that from day one. So
yeah. Well, I swear your kids, like if they see you doing something, they like somehow can pick up like, oh, mom's busy.
Yeah.
I have to like figure this out or whatever. Because I swear it, whenever I am sitting or looking at my phone, my kids like are the most annoying.
Yeah.
And then if I'm like doing like an activity, like doing the laundry, or I'm up doing the dishes or vacuuming or something, like, yeah, maybe they're still around me, but they like don't feel, they don't need me as much.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, she's busy.
For sure.
You know?
Yeah. And I think too, in those cases, like a lot of times my kids want to do what I'm doing because I'm clearly like doing something.
Yes.
And so like we have a spray bottle and a towel if I'm cleaning the counters, or they have a little vacuum. I don't know what language that was, but they have a little vacuum that they can do with me. Like, I don't know. So I feel like it can go either way for sure. But yeah, my kids are that way too. It's just like, oh, I'm sitting like, oh, my mom, what are you doing? Come play, you know?
Exactly. So,
and sorry, just last thing with that too, is I feel like if your kid is constantly like asking you to play, I've really noticed if I like choose to intentionally play with my kids for like 5 to 10 minutes where my phone is like not next to me and I'm just very in tune with like what they're doing, I can then typically walk away and they will play better than like if I would have just been like, go play and try to do something, you know?
So yeah, you always have to kind of start it.
Yeah.
Start like the imagination process and then they kind of get into it.
Yeah. Sometimes they just need a little help.
Yep. Kind of. All right. My last one is to do a load of laundry a day. I don't know why it took me so freaking long to just get this concept, but it has changed my life with laundry.
I still haven't done it. Okay. Yeah, I hear you.
And like, that's the thing though. It's like people will tell you and you're like, okay, yeah, I'm going to do it. But like once you learn and like learn it for yourself, then you're like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
This clicks. Like I can do this.
Yeah.
Because it seems almost worse. That's the kind of was like in my mind. I'm like, I have to do laundry every single day. Like, no. But honestly, it just becomes habit and second nature. And you have like certain times of the day that you like switch it. And it has just made my life so much easier. And the folding, like I no longer have like a huge ass pile on my couch.
It's not an hour project. It's a 5 minute project.
Exactly. Yeah. I mean, of course, like when I go on trips or something, like it's going to pile up.
Yeah.
But for the most part, it's just made laundry so much less daunting, because that was always my least favorite chore.
Yeah.
And now it's just the easiest chore. So
well, I promise the next time we talk about this, I will be able to say, yeah, it changed my life too. What's your routine? Because I feel like if I had a solid routine, I could jump on board.
Yeah. So basically, very first thing in the morning, right before I leave for the gym, I'm passing by the laundry room. So I'll throw the first load in. And then after I put the kids down for their nap, I'm passing by the laundry room again, and I'll switch it over to the dryer. And then at night, when after I put the kids to bed, I'm passing the laundry room again. Yeah, and so then I'll so grab smart. It and fold it. And honestly, when you're switching and putting it in, that's like 1 minute.
Right.
And then to fold, yeah, like 5 minutes max.
Yeah. Yeah, you just need that. It's like a habit loop. You just need the cue. Yeah,
the cue.
You
know what I mean? Exactly.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I think that's where I could definitely like, yeah, like that is exactly what I could do. And I feel like that would be easy. I'm going to try it tomorrow.
Yeah, let me know how it goes. Okay. It takes a little bit to get the habit started.
Just to remember.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But then once you do, you're like, oh,
yeah,
easy.
No, that's smart because my kids' rooms are right next to the laundry room. So that being like a cue every time, I feel like is so smart.
Yeah. And then I think I've told you this before, but I don't do laundry baskets in their rooms.
Yes. I actually did switch that and it's been helpful.
Yeah. And so that also helps me because if I like grab a piece of laundry after I've like changed them into their jammies, it's also like, oh yeah, I'm going to throw this in the laundry room. Gotcha. I need to grab the laundry.
Two again.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. No, I switched it over and I've just been having their basket be one and it's been so much easier.
So nice.
Yeah.
Because then you don't forget it
when
they're sleeping.
Yeah. I never have to wait for them to wake up to do laundry. Okay. My last thing, I will make it kind of brief, but it is just let your kids be. And I feel like I found it so much peace and not trying to like contain every mess. It took me so long to figure this out and I'm not going to lie. I still struggle with it, but I swear like the cleanup is so much easier than the stress to contain the mess. And I think you've been screaming that at me since like we met, but I figured it out. And I think Echo actually helped me because she just does not let us like let her, she does not, how do I word that? She does not let us feed her. And so she gets super messy every time she eats and it's kind of just like, it is what it is. And we clean her every time and it's fine. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So,
well, to add on to that, because my sister just recently taught me this, like I think a week ago, for rice, they let, whenever their kids eat like rice or noodles or anything that's like really sticky, that will dry, they will like leave it on the floor until the kids go to bed. And when they do like their quick cleanup after the kids are down, they'll just vacuum it up because it's all dry.
I do that actually.
And I'm like,
yeah, it's so helpful.
Did I not do this?
You're like trying to pick up every little grain.
Well, granted, our dog kind of eats all of it off.
Yeah.
So I guess I haven't had many instances where it's not already been cleaned up for me. But like, even just like brushing it off of like the high chair onto the floor, like, yeah.
Shake my high chair, let it dry. Sometimes I don't even let it dry and it comes up. Like I legit did that tonight. I fed Echo like Parmesan noodles and it was cleaned in so fast. Like, and I took the little hose to her tray and I'm just like, all over, and it was easy. So
yeah,
I think, you just kind of learn how to be a little bit more.
Right.
Cool. Okay. So let's move on to submissions. So like I said, I wrote, give us your best advice you have received or the best advice that you would want to give, or like you swear by yourself. So that's kind of like the premise of what you guys wrote in. And just as a reminder, we list these on our Instagram page, which is at the Same Sis Podcast on Instagram. So the first one I'm seeing is use taking care of babies. My daughter has slept through the night since she was 2.5 months old, which we both have been taking care of babies fans over here. We swear by it too. I will say, don't read it word for word and take it so seriously because that was me with Rocky and it was a lot more painful. So
it's funny though, because I remember having this conversation with you that you read it that way. And when I was reading it, I was like, man, she's so lax.
And I'm like, if we do one thing wrong, he's never going to sleep through the night.
Whereas I'm like reading it, she's like, if you only do this thing one time a day, that's great. And I'm like, oh, wow. Like,
I don't remember seeing that.
Well, and that's just like goes to show like where people's like minds like kind of fixate on something when they're like learning something. And I'm very like kind of chill in that way. Yeah. And so like to read that when I had heard so many people saying like, it's so strict.
Yeah.
I immediately was like, oh man, this like seems so lax to me. Yeah. Like not at all.
I think too, like I was struggling so bad with Rocky that I wanted something like so routine to just tell me like, if you do X, Y, and Z, then he will sleep through the night.
Right.
So I think that's what my brain was like looking for.
Yes.
But
well, yeah. I think a lot of people think of it that the way that you're thinking of it.
For sure.
Because I hear like a lot of like complaints about sleep training, whereas like it's really not like not harmful for your baby at all.
No. I think too, just a little tip about taking care of babies. If you don't want to pay for the course, she has so much free information on her Instagram page. And I think the biggest thing that you have to learn is how to get your child to sleep and like fall asleep independently. And like the best ways to like follow their wake windows and know like what is a proper amount of awake time and sleep time for them. Because I think if you kind of set that up for you, the sleep training is so much easier and kind of happens like more naturally. And I really noticed that with both of my kids.
Yeah, same. This one kind of goes along with our conversation about seeing what other people say on social media about like parenthood and momming things.
Yes.
She says, not every decision is as high stakes as social media makes it seem. You're doing great. Like screen time, feeding choices, sleep training, only you know what works for your family. And I think that's the best advice. Like people make things seem so crazy, or like your baby's going to die of this, or like, this is horrible, whatever. It is not that serious. Do what works for you. You can change your mind. I feel like that's another thing. Like you kind of feel like sometimes, oh, I said I'm going to do this. And then it's really hard. It's okay to change your mind and be like, you know what? I'm going to try it this way. And it's okay to constantly change your mind and do things differently. I don't know. And I really like that advice.
Yeah. I'm seeing so many like that where it's kind of under the same lines of like every mom is different and every mom is right. Or like do what works for you and your baby. And I think that's just like the most important thing is just be confident in the decisions that you make and know that like, you know, your kid the best. And just because Kayleen on social media told you to do this doesn't mean like maybe sleep training is horrible for you and it doesn't work at all. Like that's fine. You know what I mean? And maybe I have another baby and sleep training doesn't work for my baby either. And I'm like, oh shoot, I get it guys. You know what I mean? It's just, it's so subjective to you and your family. So take everything with a grain of salt.
Yeah.
The next one I saw is don't be afraid to ask for help. And I'm specifically reading this one because that was me. And I wanted to do everything on my own. I didn't want to feel like a burden to people, but it's okay to ask people for help. I feel like more recently, my mom has been extremely helpful. And at the beginning, I didn't really want to ask her to help me because I kind of felt like she should ask me if I needed help. And then like, it was this battle between like, are you going to ask me or am I going to ask you? And like, she didn't want to overstep and I didn't want to burden. And like, I don't know what clicked, but we just like got rid of that. And like, now if she wants to hold or watch my kids, she calls me. Like she called me on Tuesday and was like, what are you doing today? And I'm like, well, I've got some work and like, I got to do X, Y, and Z. And she's like, do you want me to take the kids? I'm like, please, you know? And then I needed help today with my live. And I was just like, mom, like, can you watch them for a little bit? She's like, yep. And she took them all day. And I'm like, I don't know. I just feel like the communication part of asking, like letting people know it would be helpful.
Yeah.
Is huge. And you kind of got to bite your own ego for that a little bit.
Totally.
You know?
I agree. All right. Next one. Don't put too much pressure on yourself to know it all. You'll learn as you go. And this is so true. Like, I feel like a lot of first time parents like read all these books and like think you have to know it all right or know it all at once. And like, you're super stressed out because you're like, what the heck am I going to do with this baby when I take it home?
Yeah.
And it really does like just come naturally. You can easily call any other mom, you know, for advice at any point. And I really feel like, I don't know. I feel like you will learn what's best for your baby. I don't know, like in your own moment, time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That you need to learn.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yep.
I agree. I actually am such a planner. You guys know that. And I did not do any sort of research or planning like when becoming a mom. It's everything I've ever looked into. It's like time of. And I think that's the best answer because I don't think you need to stress about something that hasn't happened yet. And I don't think you need to find solutions for something that you don't know if you're going to need it for. It's just honestly, as a mom, you don't really even have that much of a mental capacity anyways.
Yep. You'll learn that real quick.
Taking time away from your kids to fill your cup will make you a better parent. And I had to read that one as well, just because of my recent talks about Cabo and like how that trip for us just did exactly that. You are not selfish. If you need time away, it's actually going to rejuvenate like you, your relationship with your spouse, your relationship and like patience with your kids. And it's important for you to take time for yourself so that that doesn't slowly slip and then eventually like negatively affect your kids.
Totally agree.
Yes.
That is so rejuvenating.
And oh my gosh. Yeah.
Even though it's like very hard because you feel like all sorts of things, even just like you're going to miss your kids. It's so needed.
They will be there when you get back and you will quickly be like, I miss my vacation. No, I'm just kidding. But yeah, it's just, it's all needed, you know?
Yeah.
It won't last forever. In the hardest moments, remember, this is such a short blip in time. And I think this is something I've also beaten like into my own brain is it's just a season and your hard seasons pass and you'll come out of it on the other side and just be like, honestly, like a lot of things that I thought were so hard in the past, I'm like, oh my gosh, that was so easy. And like, I dealt with it with Rocky. And when Echo came along, I was like, wow, we didn't even deal with that. And I saw another one that says like, it doesn't get easier, you get stronger. And I think that is so true too. Like you just have so much more tools under your belt as you become, or just like are going through motherhood longer. You have so much more experience and knowledge. And yeah, every hard season passes. And I think that's just as simple as it is, you know?
Yeah. No, I feel like you said that perfectly. All right. This person says, the world will tell your baby all the things they can't do. It's your job to tell them all the things they can.
Oh.
And I love that. I feel like we kind of were like talking about this in our last episode about raising daughters, just how like we really want to raise our kids to like know that they can do anything.
Yeah. No, quite literally. I don't know why, but that made me kind of emotional. Oh, I love
it. You know us, we are constantly emotional.
I know. We've actually realized lately that we definitely cry more. I don't know if you guys can tell that we're crying sometimes, but.
And I'm on my period, so.
I am hoping I start mine soon.
Oh, no.
You guys heard it here first.
Okay, but I was late too.
Were you?
Yeah, because remember how I told you I was supposed to start this weekend?
Yes.
I didn't start till Tuesday.
I know. I think I'm supposed to start like today or tomorrow.
Okay.
So I'll let you know.
Yeah, let me know. If you aren't.
I probably will or will not let you guys know. Oh,
if you don't hear anything, maybe. Just
maybe that's a sign. Yeah, if I'm not right now, I will tell you. This one I like to have a good schedule, but know when it's okay to break it. And I think that is so true. I think too, like know when you know you can push your kid and it's not going to make everyone's life miserable. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Or know when you like can figure out how to bend and flex a little bit. But I will stand by forever that a good schedule is so beneficial for everyone, especially when most of your days are spent in routine and in schedule.
Yeah, agreed. I feel like schedules are huge, but it's okay for your kid to miss a single nap.
Yes.
As long as you're okay with that. I feel like that's the main thing. It's like if you want to take your kids on a like fun outing and it's just not going to work for them to nap, and that's okay.
Yeah.
And yeah, maybe they're a little bit fussy, but you already are going to know that you're prepared for it. And yeah,
it's literally what we talked about with the whole strawberry chip trip is like, I knew my kids probably wouldn't nap in the car, but it's like, whatever. There was a little bit of crankiness, but like, I think that's the other part too about motherhood is like, why are we expecting our children to just behave all the time? Like children are children. Everyone knows children cry and whine and throw fits. Like,
yeah,
we're just striving for them to be perfect, like behaved all day long, every day. Like,
well, of course. I'm just kidding.
I know, but recently, I don't know why, but I like had that realization. I'm like, why am I like, it's almost like I'm doing a mental note of like, did how many tantrums were thrown today? Or like, you know what I mean? Sometimes, I mean, I don't think I ever like verbalize that to my kids, but in my head, I'm just like, was it a good day? Oh, did he, like, was there a lot of crying? Yes or no? Okay. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I'm just like, why am I doing that?
Yeah.
You know,
I feel like, well, and I think this is something that people ask me a lot, like, especially like with traveling with our kids and even Rhett, because like Rhett gets a little bit stressed or worried in advance to it. And I'm never usually like stressed about it in advance.
Yes.
And I feel like it's because I truly go into it, like, I don't want to say expecting the worst, but like, I just kind of have that expectation that like, yeah, it's going to be hard and that's just what it is. And like, I've pretty much accepted that. And so I truly like, there's not a lot of days where like I even remember the hard parts because I've already like kind of accepted that that's what my days are.
Yeah.
I don't know.
And I think too, when you fixate on the hard parts or the poor behavior, that's all you remember. And it just makes me sad to even think that I'm doing that in my head sometimes, because I remember being a kid and I remember specifically being in high school and I felt like I'm not trying to call my mom out in any means because she did her absolute best, but I just remember feeling like the only times like I was being told or like kind of commented on my behavior was when I did something wrong. And I felt like every time I did things good or great, like it was never like mentioned, but like it was obvious when I wasn't quote unquote behaving.
Yes.
And I don't want to do that to my kids either. And I don't think my mom ever intended to do that to me. But like knowing that that's how it can feel, I'm just like, whoa, whoa, whoa. Okay. Like I can't just only comment on that or like fixate on that, you know?
Yes. Yeah. Well, and I quickly learned, I think I've talked about this before, but when Asher colored on our wall with these bath crayons, I I saw it and like, I didn't like really get that upset. I really wasn't, because I was like, easily wipe that off. Right. But I think I was like, oh no, Asher, that's a bad, bad boy. Like I kind of was laughing about it.
Yeah.
And then he went around saying, that's a bad, bad boy. And I was like, oh my gosh, he's like really remembering that. Yeah. I called him a bad, bad boy basically. Right. And I felt kind of bad about it, even though I like kind of said it lightheartedly.
Yeah.
I just was like, man, like I really gotta be careful what I'm saying.
Yeah. Yeah. He may not know your true like intentions and,
right,
you know.
And he kind of was making it sound funny too, but yeah. I would hate for him to like have that something that he remembers me like calling him that.
Right.
Let me say this next one. She says, best mom advice. Don't compare your baby child to other kids, you know, or to their siblings. Don't compare your birth story to other people's experiences. Don't compare your parenting style. Don't compare your postpartum journey. Don't compare your breastfeeding journey. It's so easy to fall into the trap of wanting your child to hit milestones or wanting to bounce right back to your pre-pregnancy body, etc. If you find yourself stressing about those things simply because you are not keeping up with somebody else, take a step back and stop right there. Everyone's experience with parenthood is different. It is great to learn from other moms and wonderful to see other kids be successful. Encourage each other instead of comparing, as comparison seems to be mostly end with negative feelings. And I love that so much.
Yeah. It's perfectly said.
Yep.
The less stuff in your house to manage, the more time or energy you have to enjoy your kids. And I'm really feeling this one lately. I feel like a lot of minimalist like videos and like conversations are kind of being thrown my way. And it seems like the people that have implemented that are just so much happier and freer. And this kind of goes along with another one I saw that said, just basically like slow down, like your kids grow up so fast. Mm-hmm. And yeah, it just really makes me want to like ditch everything and just like enjoy life with them.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Like not having too much on your schedule. Even. Yeah. I feel like minimalist in all aspects. And I saw somebody else take this kind of to an extreme where I was like, oh yeah, that does sound so nice. Where like they didn't have a lot of even picture frames on their walls, because then that's more things to dust, or like very many pieces of decoration. And in my mind, I'm like, oh yeah, like it just keeps everything look really like not cluttered, easy to clean. But in my mind, I'm also like, well, I kind of want like a warm, cozy feeling in my home. And that kind of decorating style, I guess, doesn't really get me that feeling.
Yeah.
And so I think it's okay to like, I don't know, pick and choose where you want to be minimalist. And maybe that's in your toys or you're in your schedule or whatever.
Right.
But I do love that advice. Yeah. And I've been trying to like implement that in my life as well.
Yeah. And I think that's like another good piece of advice in general, is just like take what applies to you and leave what doesn't. I think too, just kind of going off of all the things we've said, like my mom has helped me twice this week where she's taken the kids all day long. And I am just so amazed by like how much I've gotten done, but then how much I have not even tried to work the other days where I've had them.
Yeah.
And I went and swam with the kids and like just didn't even stress. And like, I don't know, I just feel like when you can be present in what's in front of you, it is just so much more enjoyable. And I think our kids deserve present parents. You know what I mean?
Yep. I agree. I feel like I have a hard time not working unless I have like a scheduled quote unquote vacation.
Yeah.
And I am trying to be better about like really managing my time where like, yeah, there are certain points in the day where I don't look at my phone, I don't think about work, and I can just like enjoy the time with them.
Okay. Last one I am going to read is pick your battles. Some things just aren't worth the meltdowns. And this is something I feel like I have learned so much recently too. This is something that I feel like lately I have talked about and just tried to implement as well. And I just feel like a lot of times I am questioning why I am implementing something within my kids' like lives. And if it is something that is purely for my own convenience or just because I want something a certain way, I'm really challenging myself to like ditch it. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I think we put a lot of no's out there. I know that's like a common like quote that's kind of been said, is kids are told no way more than they are yes. And I am realizing a lot of it is just so unnecessary and it brings so much added stress that doesn't really need to be there.
Yeah.
So I love that one.
No, I do love that. I feel like my brother-in-law had said once that whenever they ask them something that they would typically probably say no to, he just like asks himself, why would I say no? Like, why? Yeah. Like, what is it really? Like,
is it safety? Okay. Maybe I should say no. But if it's just because I don't want to do it,
maybe it's a little inconvenient for you. Right. Yeah. And I feel like I do like want to try to implement that as well.
Yeah. It's beautiful. All right, you guys, I hope that you guys got some good takeaways from this episode. And if you did, don't forget to share it and tag us so that way people can just hear all the good tips and just feel equipped to tackle motherhood and just feel good about doing so too. So yeah, we hope you guys have a great week and we'll see you next Monday.
Bye.